community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Nick Silito from Billericay Rotary Club. Is that right?
Yeah, the Billericay Club of Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. There are two clubs, but we're the baby club.
Oh, really? you're the Mayflower, and the other one's called?
It's just Billericay Mayflower.
Oh, right.
So we're Mayflower, and they're Billericay.
Oh,
so,
gotcha. Okay.
But they were the mother club, and we were the spin-off group.
That must be a bit confusing, Nick.
Well, to the public, we're all Rotary. It doesn't matter, but we just meet at a different time than they do.
Now you. You had a fantastic event in December where you raised a huge amount of money for very worthwhile causes.
Absolutely, yeah. Every Christmas we run what we call our Christmas market down the high street in Billericay, and we've managed to close the high street off for the day on a Sunday. And we have this huge continental market, loads of stalls, all the shops are open. We put on street entertainment. We have two stages of live music. We have a Santa Grotto. We really go for broke. And last year was our most successful day ever, and we raised over £40,000 for charity on the day.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. Well, and is it one charity or a dozen charities?
This year we always donate to local charities, and this year our special charity was the Thriftwood School in Chelmsford, because they were forming a sixth form college and they had no funds at all to do that. It's for children with learning difficulties, and so in fact we on top of the 40,000 that we raised, we've done other fundraising events, and we've actually managed to raise nearly £70,000 to open their sixth form college, which is now open for students this year.
Oh, Nick, that is absolutely fantastic. That really is. This interview is going to be put on our website.
Brilliant.
So I'll put. Have you got a website there?
We have. I can give you all the details of that in a second.
we'll give you all as much help as we possibly can with this to raise
Brilliant.
Some money, because that's
Thank
a
you.
Really worthwhile cause. Now you've got an event coming up on Sunday, the 13th of July at Sun Corner. Is that right?
Yeah, this is our summer event. Not quite on the same scale as the Christmas market, but it's still a free family day out at Sun Corner in Billericay, which is a big open area next to the police station at the end of the high street.
Right.
And what we're doing this year is we've got a sort of a main arena, and then around the arena we have 80 stalls of local charities and local causes. But in the arena we have events ranging from a dog display team to the Chelmsford Caledonian Pipe Band. We've got gym displays. We've got just everything. Children's rides. We've got a classic car show with probably over 150 classic cars there as well on the day.
Oh, really?
And the whole event runs from 11:30 till 5 o'clock, and it's a free day out, and there's plenty of free parking at Sun Corner as well.
Is it the same time every year you do this?
Yes, it's usually middle of summer. We try and do this because it's an open air event. We're hoping for some decent weather.
I reckon you'll get it.
Well, at the moment we're all right, but we've got to keep our fingers crossed for a couple of weeks' time. But yes, I mean, it is an open air event, but there'll be a beer tent and a Pimm's tent, so there's some shelter if it really is hacking down with rain, but hopefully we won't have that, and we'll have another successful day.
Well, I mean, last year, how many people did you get?
We reckon over 5,000 people turned up on the Sunday, yes.
Oh, Nick, that's fantastic.
Yes, and as I say, there's loads of free parking as well, and it'll all be marshalled, so people can just follow the signs for the car park, and there's something for everybody of all ages.
So is it the same thing as this event as it was the Christmas one? You spread the money over?
Yeah, this time the money is actually going to go all to local charities, which will include people like Essex Air Ambulance, Hamlin House, BOSS, BOSP in Billericay, and if we it depends how much we make, of course, but we'll try and spread it around all the local charities anyway.
Do you know, one of the other stations I used to work for, we used to do quite a bit with Essex Air Ambulance, and I was shocked to find that they don't get any other funding.
No, they rely totally on donations.
And I looked at the figures of how much it, and don't quote me on this, it was something like £100,000 a week it needed to run the air ambulance, and it saves a huge amount of lives, and people don't realise.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I say, in a way, I mean, we're not a political organisation at all, but I mean, I do find personally, I find it very disappointing that they don't get any proper funding at all. So they rely purely on the goodwill of the public to help them raise the money. But it's such a worthwhile service.
Fantastic.
But I mean, there are lots of local causes that we like to help. So obviously, the more money we make, the more we can share out.
Everything goes
to charity. We don't keep any for ourselves at all.
Well, Nick, what we're going to do, we'll put this interview on the website.
Right, yeah.
And have we got any website?
Certainly. If anyone wants to find out about more what's going on and which bands are playing and who's dancing and all the rest of it, it's www.billericaysummerfest.co.uk.
Well, that's nice, and I'm writing this down. I'm going to have a look at this in a minute. Yeah. BillyRickySummerfest.co.uk.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming in.
Lovely. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell listeners what's going on. So hopefully a nice sunny day on the 13th of July.
Nick, anything that helps raise money for some of these really worthwhile charities, we're all in for that. We really are.
So brilliant. Thank you very much.
If you want to come back after the event.
Yeah, we'll tell you how you've done. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yep. And we can also, are you doing another Christmas one again?
Yeah, and that is BillyRickyChristmasMarket.co.uk. So already we're already filling up for that already. Would you believe already in June, we've virtually sold out all the stores
really?
Already. Yes.
Well, once you've done this one in a couple of weeks' time, come back again the week after or something and we'll start plugging the next one for you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.